We had programmes on the BBC which consisted of music such as Peter and the Wolf, which we followed through and not really learnt it, but perhaps you should have done, but I didn't. And then we had nature programmes as well, which Norm and I would get hold of a magazine to accompany that, and we'd follow the programme through with the magazines. The magazines were very, very good. The pictures in them were very, very explicit of what they were talking about. As you got older, the children took on different jobs, like the accumulators was one of them, taking them down to the Les Hollands garage to be charged up, filling the coal buckets for the fire, which we had only had two stoves, one in each classroom, and a bucket of coal at the side that had to be topped up during the day. And then as you really got to the older stage, you assisted Norm and I on counting the dinner money. For PE, really you put that in inverted commas really, but we went up to the village hall for PE and different activities. Couple of times a week, because it was only just up the road and the roads weren't as hectic as they are today. And then going back to the early days, the alphabet was taught on the basis of a letter a day. You'd learn one letter, how to pronounce it and spell it, use it in spellings, and that's how you learnt the alphabet all the way through.